Welcome back and listen to Morning Ireland at coming up to 17 minutes to nine, and we're joined by our agricultural correspondent, George Lee. Welcome, George. You were listening to some very angry people last night in Navan. Tell us about
it. In Navan, indeed. The IFA organised a meeting. It's their first of four regional meetings over the beef crisis, which is deteriorating significantly. A huge amount of anger and frustration expressed by farmers. The IFA leadership are also under significant pressure from a particular organisation who are calling themselves Grassroots IFA, who are very unhappy with the rate of progress and the way in which the beef crisis is being tackled, particularly angry about what they feel is a stranglehold that factories have over the whole industry and the prices and the crisis which is there. So there was tension in the air anyway.
So the first of four meetings, who was at it? How many were at it, first
about,
of all?
About 250 farmers, if I were to estimate, because I think there was about 100 seats on each side and there was an overflow down at the back. But the heat and the temperament in the room left nothing to the imagination. These farmers are pulling their hair out over what exactly is going on in relation to the beef industry, and the crisis is getting deeper and deeper. They've suffered very significant losses. They're down about €200 per animal that they're producing since last year, and none of them are making money at all, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It's gone on since last October, and they're at the wit's end at this stage, and they're very, very annoyed with the rate of progress. Some of them are blaming the minister, some of them are blaming the IFA, some of them are blaming the meat factories, but they are absolutely desperate at this stage.
The problem is the spec has changed.
There are many problems, but the crisis started because what the factories were buying in response to their markets in the UK, the specification was changed about last October. It started with bull beef. Now, typically a bull calf would be about 2 years by the time a farmer would have it ready. It would take that period of time, and there's obviously a lag. You can't change the production of them. You can't suddenly have them ready. But out of nowhere, the specifications were changed by the British factories, and they wanted bull beef at about 16 months old. It left an awful lot of Irish farmers with beef they couldn't actually get killed, or they couldn't get slaughtered and so on, and it left them with significant losses. It was a major, major crisis. Other problems were there in relation to the factories, the stranglehold which they have, which is the way farmers look upon it, and the fact that export markets were restricted, and problems with labelling and trying to get markets in Northern Ireland opened up, and in the UK opened up for exports as well. So there are significant problems. The issue last night, which kind of was raised by a beef industry representative from Dunbia, was that it looks as if the specifications are going to be tightened even further. That the 16-month age limit for bull beef is going to be reduced by some of the main retailers already to 14 months and possibly to 12 months. And that was just greeted with the most aghast response from farmers. They just feel that they couldn't possibly produce beef like that. And basically, it's their most important market.
Now, a layperson listening to you is going to say the obvious thing, that if the buyer doesn't want to buy what you're selling, then you've got the problem.
Well, the problem with it is that the buyer has changed the specification as a result, according to the meat factory man, of the fallout from the horse meat scandal. And the horse meat scandal, it wasn't farmers who put the horse meat into the burgers, but it is the farmers who are paying the price completely.
How does this connect?
It connects because there were two issues, I think, is the way he explained it. Obviously, as a result of the horse meat crisis at the time, prices for quality beef went up, so there were good prices. A lot of extra production was done, and so farmers got tied into the factories had extra stuff on hand. Since then, the British buyers have decided they have a bigger preference for British beef and also stricter requirements in terms of age. And so they have tightened their standards, and it's all been imposed very quickly and very suddenly, and Irish beef producers have been caught out by that trap as such. And so that in essence, there was an overhang of beef in the factories which resulted in them killing less, all at the same time that the specifications were changed, and the whole thing has got from bad to worse.
Now, the angry people you're listening to, the farmers, what do they want done? Or do they know what the answer is?
Oh, they need some relief. There are none of them making any money. And the rates of return and the rates of income in beef production, when you look at the Chagas reports, it's very, very low. The farm family incomes for beef are averaging, for certain finishers, about €9,500 per year and €15,000 to €16,000 for others. And that's an average, and that's done on a very considerable look by Chagas relation to the accounts and how these farms are run. So that is serious. They're low-income farmers and they're not making any money. What they want done is they want many things done. They want the factories to basically change the specifications, and they're very irate about the fact that it's British retailers and a handful of them who are dictating these standards. They've already invested huge amounts of money in quality assurance processes because they're fitting in with a quality assurance scheme by Board BIA, which is aimed at marketing a very good image for Irish beef. And so they had invested a lot and gone along with that, but it seems that that isn't enough because the factories, by virtue of what their buyers in the UK are looking for, have imposed other standards. The prices that they're getting, the agreement prices in terms of the quality assurance prices, have also been ripped up, those kind of agreements, and they're getting less and less for that. They want problems in relation to accessing and selling into the Northern Ireland market in particular, in relation to labelling what is Irish beef and what will they take for British retailers. They want them addressed. For instance, the British retailers will take beef which says it was produced in the UK. They'll say it was or Northern Ireland. They will accept beef produced in Ireland, in the Republic as well, but they will not accept something which is more or less raised in one jurisdiction but finished in another. So they'll take one pure, either Ireland or the UK, but not mixed, and that is a huge problem for the sale of the beef. There are very, very many issues which they have, but they are getting particularly irate in relation to the response from the Minister for Agriculture, and that became clear last night.
And that's been very clear, and his response is basically to talk to the meat plants.
Actually, what he is saying is that he's not responsible for price. What they're saying back is, but you are responsible for competition. And he does accept that. And they're saying there is not enough competition among the factories. There are three main factories who have the lion's share, and they're calling the shots. But really, ultimately, it's not just factories, it's retailers in the UK.
Well, it sounds like it's a situation that is getting worse and looks like it will go on getting worse. They're to have further meetings. But just one thing, journalists were asked to leave, including yourself.
It was extremely... Well, the meeting was very, very, very heated. Now, at one stage, it looked as if they weren't even going to let the representative from the beef industry speak at all. I saw him packing his bags. It looked to me as if he was going to go. It went on. So it is an insult to have to listen to the factories, is what some of them were saying. That he's sitting there going to tell us whatever he's going to tell while his bosses at home are planning to cut the prices. There have been cuts in prices already in the last 2 weeks for beef. They're down about 15 cents per kilo. So farmers are really, really getting desperate. In the end, the IFA is under enormous pressure from that group, as you're calling themselves, Grassroots IFA. And I believe that my belief is that they figure that there's an extent to which, with media there, that it was getting more and more irate because it raises the temperature on them. For whatever reason, by 11 o'clock, after the meeting started at 8:30, they asked the media to leave because they wanted to have a private or an in-house farmers meeting. But I can tell you there's skin and hair flying, and the IFA is under enormous pressure from sections of their members, and they're going to put enormous pressure on the minister in response. This is not getting any way better anytime soon.
George Lee, thank you very much. 10 to 9.